This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
If you're a fan of the TV show The Office, you may be familiar with Ricky Gervais. If you've seen the original British version, the better version in my opinion, then you would recognize him as the office manager David Brent. Maybe you've seen him during one of his many times he hosts the Golden Globe Awards. Gervais, a writer, director, actor, and comedian, is known for his fantastic wit, and sometimes his words carry on in different contexts. For example, here's a quote I recently came across. "Life is just a series of peaks and troughs, and you don't know whether you're in a trough until you're climbing out, or on a peak until you're coming down." To me, these words perfectly encompass what investors face in 2022, as well as our views on the economic and market landscape for 2023. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of December 5th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Many investors will be glad to bid goodbye to 2022. As far as investors may be concerned, to describe the year as disappointing would be an understatement. Inflation rose to levels not seen since the early 1980s, prompting central bankers to raise interest rates at a rapid pace. As interest rates rose, bond markets fell, pulling equity markets down with them. 2022 was a year that also saw central bankers around the world finally toss aside the transitory moniker for inflation and address the trend of higher prices with these higher interest rates. Now, it's important to keep in mind that in the long run, higher interest rates are beneficial for fixed income investors, even in the face of initial losses. Nonetheless, the rapid rise in interest rates sparked a correction across many equity markets as valuations were repriced. As the year moved on, many market commentators, including us, started to raise up the dreaded R word, recession. In the United States, with thoughts of a recession, a correction in the S&P 500 index, which is a drop from the index's high of more than 10% in the first quarter, turned into a bear market by June, which is a drop of more than 20%. Many equity markets around the world suffered similar declines. The TSX Composite Index, however, performed much better than some of its global peers, owing to the strength of oil prices. Oil itself faced a confluence of events, including tight supply and the war in Ukraine, that kept the price above $75 US per barrel for most of the year. Now, if we imagine ourselves in the future, looking back on 2022 and what we forecast for 2023, we believe a fair descriptor of the year past and the year ahead may be one of peaks and troughs. As we worked through the exercise of building our market thesis for next year, we kept coming back to this theme. Within the broad theme, here are our four thoughts for next year. First, inflation and interest rates are likely near their peak. We've seen a significant shift this year in inflation and inflation expectations. The year started with the push by central bankers that inflation was transitory, only to see those same central bankers start to raise interest rates in an effort to bring inflation down. The rapid increases in central bank rates through 2022 are likely near their end. We believe the Bank of Canada and US Federal Reserve may only have one more rate hike left before they pause and allow the impact of their work to work its way through the economy. Secondly, equity markets may be near a trough as valuation starts to matter again. As we look forward to 2023, we believe the valuation gaps that exist across asset classes may be in greater focus by investors. While valuation is a poor predictor of short-term performance, it does suggest the potential for better relative performance for international equities, including the emerging markets, and Canada over US equities over the medium term. Thirdly, asset class correlations may be at their peak. 2022 was a year that saw global equity markets and bond markets move in the same direction, alongside a number of commodities at the same time. We tend to see markets move in tandem over periods of time before these correlations eventually break down and asset classes move in their own direction. In 2023, economies will be moving along their market cycles at different paces. We believe this will open up diversification opportunities across asset classes. Fourth and finally, we see a return to income with regards to bonds. The challenges that faced fixed income investors in 2022 have provided a better outlook for bond returns in 2023. Interest rates and bond yields are at levels not seen in over 10 years. We believe this will allow for an improved return profile over the next decade. Now, we hold a more optimistic view towards both the equity and fixed income markets for next year. This represents the troughs in stock and bond market performance. While at the same time, however, our probability of an economic recession in Canada and the United States has pushed higher for 2023. This suggests a peak in inflation, interest rates, and economic activity. This theme of peaks and troughs may seem at odds. That is, a more optimistic view on equities in the face of what may be a recessionary environment. In our view, we believe that any economic contraction is likely to be more muted rather than severe, opening up opportunities for recovery in equity markets and bond markets alike. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.